Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Wind and solar are significant sources of renewable energy, but without battery storage, these are still inconsistent in supply. That's where geothermal power has an advantage. Researcher Dr. Jonathan Banks explains what he calls baseload power.
As opposed to wind or solar, which have capacity factors of 15 to 25%, geothermal power plant has a capacity factor of over 95%. So you turn it on and it's producing close to its nameplate capacity for 95% of the year. So no need for battery storage. In fact, we do look in a sort of more innovative, more experimental manner. We look at using geothermal wells as heat batteries. So instead of producing solar-powered electricity with a photovoltaic cell, we can produce solar electricity with a concentrated solar plant where the heat from the sun is concentrated, and then that's used to drive a steam turbine. Well, in the wintertime, we can store the excess heat that we collect in the summer in the geothermal well itself.
Dr. Banks says his next steps will look at the new technologies, economics, and policy framework required to successfully implement geothermal power. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates. Listen to the full interview with Dr. Jonathan Banks at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.